thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you are a part of our broadcast congregation today. This program originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. And we do invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make it a blessing to you. We are opening our broadcast service with a selection, O Precious Bible.
O Precious Bible, burning words from heaven, we'll ever cherish thee in our hearts. Sweet is the counsel by thy pages given, on life's dark ocean our only chart. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne. O precious volume, only in thy pages we read the duty of all our race. Only thy sunbeam shining through the ages reveal the wonders of saving grace. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne. This book of heaven shall endure forever, and from its wisdom we'll never turn. Weighed in its balance, all the creeds that's ever are only stubble ere long to burn. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne. Dear book of mercy, on thy sure foundation we build a dwelling place for the soul. Hearing and doing all thy revelation, it stands unshaken, the billows roll. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service to this precious people today, and we're trusting and praying that wherever our broadcast is heard, the precious Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to souls. We realize of ourselves we can do nothing, but we do want to be a vessel for you to use, and we desire that this broadcast also be used of thee to bless hearts and to bless lives. So be with us, bless our congregation, and get a glory to yourself through our efforts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kneel down by the side of your mother, my boy.
For today is 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We see in this verse of scripture four things that Paul mentions that the Word of God, the Bible, is profitable for. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for, number one, doctrine, for reproof, number two, for correction, number three, for instruction in righteousness, number four. And our subject for today's broadcast is all in the Bible. And we start with, if you want faith, go to the Bible. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. We're told in the Scriptures that without faith it is impossible to please God. And we're also told in the book of Hebrews that they that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek You. And I suppose all of us could say that we need more faith. And one of the ways that we get it is by hearing and believing the Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Look how faithful God has been in keeping His promises, fulfilling His Word, promises to Abraham. Study the Hebrews 11, the 11th chapter, the faith chapter, and see how God was faithful to so many there. Moses, who chose to suffer affliction with the people of God and to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And notice, especially in the first part of that chapter, the marvelous things that was accomplished through faith. And then it goes on to say, and others were not delivered. They were sawn asunder, they were fed to the wild beast, and so forth. But I say, those in the latter part of Hebrews 11 had to have just as much faith, if not more, than those that saw marvelous deliverance. And so whether we see the miraculous or not, God has been faithful to His people all down through the ages. Not one promise has ever failed, and not one ever will, because God, who has made these promises, cannot fail. Many of them, if not most of them, are predicated upon our condition, and that one of the main conditions is that we believe it. Another condition is that we obey it. So faith worketh the promises of God, or sees us fulfill the promises of God. Now, number two, if you want to hear from God, go to the Bible. I heard of one preacher who claimed that God had spoken to him 10 times. Well, I've told congregations more than one time, God has spoken to me a lot more times than that. No, I've never heard God's audible voice. But whenever I pick up that Holy Bible and begin to read it, God is speaking to me. For again, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God has never inspired a lie, and of course it's impossible for Him to lie, and the Bible tells us that. So if you want to hear from God, go to the Bible, read it sincerely, read it with an open heart, ready to and willing to do what it teaches. His being as attributes are displayed on every page, as it were. Yes, in almost every page, you're going to see the attributes of Almighty God. And you'll find out, you'll see that He is faithful to Him who has made the promises. Now, His message to man is found in every book of the Bible. Jesus spoke for Him. Yes, Jesus. That's why Jesus is called the Word, is because He was the spokesman for the Godhead. And He is indeed the living Word. The Word was in the beginning with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him and for Him, and by Him nothing was made that was made. And we read in the 14th verse of John 1 that the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us. And so in Christ we see God, and we see His attributes. He came to reveal the Father. And what you see in Christ, you can see in the Father. And His message to man is found in every book of the Bible. Now, if you want to want gospel light, go to the Bible. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Psalm 119, verse 105. And we are told by the Apostle John that if we will walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, will cleanse us from all sin. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and he that walketh in my light shall not walk in darkness. No, God is light, Christ is light, the Holy Spirit is light, because all are true. And truth is light, and light is truth. And so Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And if we want light, let us walk in His teachings. Let us walk in His light. For he that walketh in the light of Christ shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. His message to all mankind, I say, is found in the Scriptures. And if you want gospel light, go to the Bible. and walk in its teachings, walk in its light. Christ is the light. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. That's in John chapter 12 and verse 46. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light. And to them which sat in the regions and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Matthew 4 and 16. And that light sprang up when Jesus Christ came into this world. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, I say, we have fellowship one with another. Fellowship is not brought about by belonging to some religious sectarian organization, and it's not manufactured by man. Fellowship is an automatic thing to those who are redeemed and are walking in the light. And if you do not walk in the light, then do not expect to have fellowship with the saints of God who are walking in the light. If you want to have fellowship with God's people, then live the gospel. Walk in the light. Measure your own life to the truth of the gospel. Now, if you want light on dressing modest, go to the Bible. Yes, the Bible has a lot to say about modesty. I realize many religious organizations don't have anything to say about it, but God does in his word in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. So we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. And then we read in St. Peter in his writings, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. A person who is a true child of God, walking in the light of the gospel, is not going to be proud and haughty. And they're not going to adorn themselves on the outward side to draw attention to themselves. They will indeed dress modest so that they can point souls to the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. When we read in Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 30, when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou closest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with paintings, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee. Jeremiah 4 and 30. Now, if you want food for your soul, go to the Bible. Jesus, in resisting the temptation of the devil, quoted from the book of Deuteronomy, "Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." The Apostle Paul, on his way up to Jerusalem, sent word to the church of God and elders at Ephesus to meet him at Miletus. And whenever he met them there, he said to them, according to Acts 20:28, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood." I'm not talking about having a banquet and having beefsteak and gravy or mashed potatoes or hot dogs or anything. No, I'm talking about the Word of God. Feed the saints on the Word of God. That's the only thing that will feed the soul, is the Word of God rightly interpreted, rightly divided. And we certainly need preachers in the world today who will indeed take heed unto themselves and unto all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made them overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now, if what you eat makes you what you are. Yes, what you eat makes you what you are. So if you'll eat the Word of God, and you know Jesus told a certain group of people, he said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me." And there were some of those people that said, well, that's a hard saying. And they turned and went away and followed him no more. He wasn't talking about eating his literal flesh or drinking his blood. He was talking about eating the Word of God and drinking that living water, living the gospel, doing the will of God, following Christ. Now, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send unto you another comforter. And so, besides Christ, the living Word, he has promised that he would pray to the Father, that the Father would send us the Comforter, who is the Spirit of truth. And Jesus said in regard to him, he would lead us and guide us into all truth. And so we have Christ, the light of the world. We have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, to lead us. And they will not lead us wrong. They will not direct us in anything that is unseemly, ungodly, or wrong. They will indeed direct our paths in the footsteps of righteousness. The footsteps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Lord has taught you and shown you what is good and what he requires. That you love mercy, that you do justly, and that you walk humbly with your God, Micah 6:8. Now, if you want to know more about the eternal abode of the righteous and how to get there, go to the Bible. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. Those, of course, are the words of Jesus to that religious man by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a religious man, but he did not have Christ. He did not have salvation. He didn't know what the born-again experience was. And he asked Jesus if he could re-enter his mother's womb. And Jesus said, Nicodemus, I'm not talking about another physical birth. That which is born in the flesh is flesh, but that which is born in the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. So if you want to know the way to eternal life and the way to get there, go to the Bible. And it starts with being born again. And then it continues by seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto you. And if you want to know something about the evil way, the Bible will inform you in that also. The wages of sin is death. Yes, the wages of sin is death. All souls is mine, so also the soul of the Father is mine, the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come. I do not care to know very much about the Bible, the devil, or his evil ways, or his eternal abode, because I want to follow Christ. And I want to make heaven my home. And Jesus prayed that we would be with him and that we would be able to see the glory that he had with the Father before the world began. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Beloved, I trust that these scriptures and thoughts will be a blessing and a benefit to you. For I'm sure there's no one in my congregation today that wants to be lost eternally. But if you follow the way of the world, if you follow the way of sin, if you rebel against God and reject his word, then eternal damnation will indeed be your lot. But if you want to make heaven your home, then take the word of God. Live it out in your life. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Heavenly Father, we do pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. I would be delighted if you'd take time to write and let us hear from you. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And I might also add, we believe that God hears and answers prayer. And if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, feel free to send it in. Again, our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and we have an archive of our broadcasts there if you've missed any or one that you'd like to hear over. We also have an archive there of our services, and we also invite you to be with us if possible for our services. They are broadcast live, www.wayoftruth.org, and our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We do thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we trust the service has been a blessing to you, and we invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, and watching unto prayer, where calls the voice of duty, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him